Shalei Taimu Sekis, that providing the strings you have right now are complete strings, meaning they have the length, the Yud Beis Gudlin, that these 12 Gudlin, a Gudlin is you take the thumb and the width of the thumb, that's called a Gaidel. That's how long the strings have to be. So even though we had before that Gardum Mimaksheris, that's if it's cut off later. But here that you're taking off one Begit and you're putting it onto a second Begit, it's like you're making new tzitzis right now. So Bavad providing Shalai Taimu Sekis, they cannot be missing the length of the strings. So Morris says, if so, Shemashamat Mino, hear from here, that Matirim Mibegit the Begit, that you're allowed to take off tzitzis from one Begit and put it onto another Begit, which really we'll soon see that's the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, if there's a problem of Bizui HaMitzvah, that to take off the tzitzis from one Begit. So here we have a proof, there's no problem, you're allowed to. Samora says, no, Dilma Mevi Dibaloi. Here we're talking about that the Begit was ruined. It wasn't a good Begit, you couldn't use it anymore. So if the Begit is not usable anymore, then Sheet the Smut to take off the tzitzis and put it onto another Begit. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan went to Bryce like this. Talis Shekula Talis. If you have a talis, the Begit itself is all made from blue wool, from Talis. So the question is now, what type of strings of tzitzis do you use for the lovin? Usually the lovin is supposed to be the same color as the knaf, as the beggar itself. And then you're supposed to put on tchelis, which is blue wool. But over here now, the same tchelis is the beggar itself. So if so, what type of color should you use for terrace the lovin? So Mar says, Alokhari is, kol minit savayin poitrim bo. Any type of a color you use is good. In other words, in such a case, you cannot really be mekayim for lovon mina knaf, because the knaf is tchelis that you have anyway b'shem tchelis. And mashma the mitzvah tzitzis is to have tchelis and another color. So kitzi should have any other color, excluding though kol ilan. The Gemara says chutz mikol ilan. You should not use though blue dye, because that's not considered another color after you have tchelis. So therefore, the chetchili is supposed to have another color, but what you should not have is kol ilan, and we'll soon see why, because it's exerut de kalocha. If you have them all the strings colored blue, people may think they're all tchelis, and you come to put it onto another begit. So as exerut, you should not have the strings of kol ilan. Samara says, Mace, we have a question on you. It says, talis ein poita bo elamina. Talis, yoni pata, the min. Like we said before, if you have a begit made from cotton, and you want to use material to make the tzitzis, it has to be cotton. You cannot use silk in a cotton begit. Talis shekula tchelis. What's luck if you have a begit? There's no begit is made from tchelis. So maybe tchelis for dovarach of a terlebo. Take tchelis and something else. In other words, take any other color for teres lovin. And v'kol ilon layovi. But you should not bring strings that has dyed blue. That's not really tchelis. But it says clearly if you may be kosher. But if the evidence, if you do it, it's kosher. So what's the stira? Before it was mashm, it's posel. And here it's mashm, if you bring it, it's kosher. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchak LeKasher. Kan betalis bas abo chutin. Kan betalis bas shmeine chutin. One is talking about a kalis that has 8 strings, and one is a talis that has 4 strings. So Rashi learns pshat that Bemisin, you're allowed to put 8 strings if you want. As many strings as you want to, you're allowed to. So usually we only put 4 strings. If you want to put 8, you could. So if you only put 4, there's no problem. You're not going to like say you have extra and take it off to use it for another begin. But in the case where you put in 8, that's exera not to do it, and if you do it, it's possible. Because we're afraid people may think they're all tchelis, and they'll come to take off 4 from here and use it for other places, but they're all tchelis. So that's why it's possible. But if you're only using 4 strings, we're not afraid now you'll take it off from here and put it onto another begin. So if even though lechetchil you should not do it, because that's not called loving, but with the evidence though, it's kosher. So the emissary on this Gemara of Taisa spoke about at the beginning of the Perek, the Shalom Taki, if there is an Issa about Taisa or not. Like, are you allowed to put more than 4 strings in the begit? The way Rash learns about Sugi, it's Mashma, you're allowed to. There's no Issa about Taisa. Even though lechetchil the mitzvah is to have 4 strings, but if you have 8, still there's no about Taisa. The other Gemara says, "Al koponim, shamat minof miros." We have a proof that matirim the beged, that you're allowed to take off tzitzis from one beged and put it onto another beged. That's why we have Xeri telling me not to use kol ilon. The Gemara says, "No, again, dilma diyavid, that lechatchila you're not supposed to, but the Xeri is maybe somebody will do it. So because of the yavid, we make a Xeri." It will learn like this. Rav Amar Rav Shiter is Ein Matir Mi Beged Le Beged. You're not allowed to take off tittis off one beged to use it for another beged. It's also called the Bizui. You'll be Mavaz of the Mitzvah. Ushmul Amar Matir, and are you allowed to? Mi Beged Le Beged. Since you're taking it off one beged, I'm asked to use it for another beged, there's no Bizui on Mitzvah. You plan to use it Le Mitzvah, still it's Mutter. Another Machlekes is Rav Amar Ein Madlikim Nel and Nero. By Ner Chanukah, you're not allowed to light from one Ner to another Ner. It's also called Bizya Mitzvah. Shmuel Amanah, Shmuel says, yes, Madlikim Minyel Ner, you're allowed to light a candle from one candle to another candle. There's not a Shamish in between. But to take the candle you plan to light L'Shem Mitzvah, you're allowed to light it from another candle that was lit L'Shem Mitzvah. There's no Bizui since they're both being done L'Shem Mitzvah. A third Machlokes is Rav Omer Ein Halacha K'Rabbi Shimon B'Greira. We do not paskin that a dog is shein in a scavin is mutter on Shabbos. The greater means if you drag along a chair on the ground, your kavanah is time to get the chair over there. Agav, by dragging it, you're making a charitz. You're like making a chafir in the karka. So Rav holds its asa. Ushmul amenah halacha k'rishim begreira. Shmul says, yes, we pask like k'rishim in Hilchos Greira. And Omer Abayi says like this, that kol mili demar, all the loch is of his Rebbe, of Rav means Ovid Karav. He used to always paskin. I mean, Rabbi said about his Rebbe Rabba, but Rabba always used to paskin like Rav. Levar Mehani Tlas, excluding these three halachas, to Yavid Kishmul. These three halachas, he paskin like Shmuel. Then what? That the halacha is Matir Mi Beged Le Beged. You allow to take off tzitzis of one Beged and use it for another Beged. O Madlikim and Ner Ner. You allow to take a Ner Chanuk and light it from one Ner to another Ner. And also the halacha of Reb Shimon B'Greira, we paskin like Reb Shimon by Hilchos Greira on Shabbos. Titania, we learn like this: Reb Shimon says, "Greira Odom Mita Kisei V'Salsom." A person allowed to drag along on the ground a bed or a chair or a stool. Obavat, providing though Shle Yiskav V'Lasas Charitz, as long as he doesn't have intentions of making the charitz, the inventions, into the ground. Because if you have intentions, you're doing over Nisi the rice of Harisha. So here, that you don't have intentions, it's called the Dovah Sheni Miskavin, and like we say, it's not called the Psikresh here, therefore it's Mutta. However, Rav argues and Rav says no, that he passed like a Yudah by Shabbos, that the Dovah Sheni Miskavin is also. The other Gemara says, Rav Yehuda Nosele Lekatzra. Rav Yehuda used to give his talis to a washman to wash it for him. And that's the chiddush, that we're not afraid, maybe you'll take off the tchelis, maybe you'll passel your beged. So that's the chiddush, that you're allowed to give your beged to the cleaners to wash. However, Rav Chanina, Ovid Le Sisa, Rav Chanina like made pockets for the tzitzis. Like before he gave it over to the cleaners, he would fold over the tzitzis and put it in that pocket, in order that the tzitzis should not come out, should not tear while it's being washed. And Ravina Chayit Lomechit. Ravina even like sewed it up. He like Kamat sewed up a place where when he gives the tzitzis to be washed, he would put the tzitzis in there and sew up the pocket. Again, in order that the Kavish should not root it or should not take out the Tchemis from it. Alright, turn over. Father Moses says, Tana Rabban wrote a price like this. Kam mechut inu meisin. How many strings of tzitzis do you have to put into the beged? The Shama Yomim Dalar. The Shami says four strings. And that's what we hold. You have to put in four strings. U beisil lemme. Beisil says no gimel. It's enough just to have three strings. Now, v'kam etay mishaleshes. How long does the tzitzis have to be? So, T'shala, what does the word mishaleshes mean? Does mishaleshes means like one third of it that has its gedil, that's twirled around, it only means one third of the length, or does it mean the whole length of the tzitzis? Rashi learns it means the whole length of the tzitzis. That by Shama Yerim Dalit, it's enough of the tzitzis of Lurim, four etzboyas, that's enough of four goodlin, that's enough for the whole length of the tzitzis. But we don't know that this only means three goodlin, Dalit goodlin means that's the shear of the gedil. How much of it has to be twirled? Like we have before, one third should be twirled, and two thirds should be just loose strings. That's how we hold this yud base. There are 12 goodlin to the tzitzis, and four of them are twirled, and eight of them, the length of eight, is stand straight. Ubeisilem, Misol says no gimel. It's enough just to have three goodlin. That's the thickness of your thumbs. Now, so it's a little bit different. Rashi Taka says mushleshes means here tluya. How long should the tzitzis be enough? Levad min agdil. Rashi's makirat. Not that the whole length of the tzitzis is only four goodlin, but four goodlin. Rashi says that's the length of the strings that are straight. So it comes out how much is the gedil then? It's like one half of that. So according to Rashi, the length of the tzitzis should be like six goodlin. Two of them should be twirled around, and four of them should be straight. So together it's six goodlin. That's Rashi Shita. The other Gemara explains that though we say three, the Gimel Shebeitzilu Omrim is Achas Miyaba B'Tefach Shokolodim. Like what's called a Gedil here? It means one that's four of them make a Tefach of a normal person. That's the Shear. So that though we say you have to have four according to Beis Shammai and three according to Beitzilu, it means three Gudlin. That these goodlin, that's the thick of the thumb, we'll soon see that four of them make up a tefach. The Amar Papa says like the Papa says like this. Amar Papa, tefach the iraisa. What's a tefach with iraisa? That's talid begoidel. If you want to measure it with your thumbs, it's the thick, the width of the thick part where your thumb bends. The thickness there, the width of it, four of those make up a tefach. Shish piktan. If you want to measure with your pinkies, six pinkies make up a tefach. And chamesh petzos, if you want to use your middle finger, the index finger, so five of them make up a tefach. So we're saying now before three and four means begadol. Again, according to Beis Hillel, you have to have three goodlin, and according to Beis Shammai, that's before. Again, that's the machlekes Tosfos and Rashi. Tosfos learns the four means the gedil, and the onof, the psil, has to be another eight. So together we have 12 are goodlin. That's the shear of our tzitzis. Omer Rafuna, Dalid, Vitzayich Dalid, or Meshleshes Dalid. Because according to Beis Shammai, you have to have four strings, which Vitzayich Dalid means it has to be within four etzboyis of the end of the begit, and it has to come down four etzboyis the gedil. For Avyudu Amar, Gimel, no three strings like Beis Hillel, Vitzayich Gimel, within three etzboyis of the end of the begit, Meshleshes Gimel, that the gedil has to only be three goodlin long. And this though, Amar Papa says, Hilchosa, what's the maskana, what's the locha? And this is where we pass in that dalit. You have to use four strings, the teich shalish, the hole where the tzitzis go through the begid, has to be within the last three etzboyis of the begid. It cannot be more than three etzboyis away from the end of the begid. Or three goodlin, I should say. It can't be more than three goodlin away from the end of the begit. And Mishleshes Arba, how long does the gedil, the part of the tzitzis that twirled, that has to be four goodlin? And again, that's one third of the length, so together it's Yud Beis 12 goodlin. So Mo says, Lameimer, what do you want to tell me over here? The Yis Lushiure comes out that there is a shear on length tzitzis. In the middle, I have a question. It says, tzitzis ain tzitzis el yetze. Tzitzis means only things that come out. That means that are hanging down. The ain tzitzis el mashu. A tzitzis also could be any small amount. Ukvar onu zikne beishamim zikne beisilu lalias. Yechnim ben beseiro. Both the elders of beishamim and beisilu went up to the attic by yechnim ben beseiro. For yomu, they said of halachas like this. Tzitzis ain lo shir. The tzitzis has no length, there's no shir, how long it has to be. And Kiyotzva, your similar locker is, lulavain bashir, that the lulav by Mitzvah Sukkah lulav has no shir. So my love doesn't mean to say ain lo shir klau, that no matter how small or no matter how long the sittas are, it's kshera, that there's no shir at all. So the kasha by Yos was saying yes, that the gedil, the 12 part, has to be 4 gudlin. So more says, Lord, there's no kasha here. Ain lo shir means lamala, means the sittas can be as long as you want. There is a shear, so how small it has to be. It can't be smaller, like we say now, the gedil for a goodlin. Dile temoch, if not to say like this, kiyotzim, but after the Brisa said the similar halacha, is by lulav, that ain't no shear, is hachinam and ain't no shear cloud. You want to tell me lulav has no shear at all, for your tanan, we learn clearly, that lulav sheesh po gimel tfoch, tkeil on the nea boy, kosher. Lulav has to be 3 tfochim, and then one more tefach told it to make me norm with it. But if you have less than that, you're not making the mitzvah. Ella, what does it mean to say? Ein l'shir l'mala means as long as you want to make the lulav, as long as the lulav is, it's kosher. It doesn't make a difference how long it is. But yesh l'shir l'mata, but there is a length to the smallest it could be. In Sochinam, the same thing about sitzes also. Ein l'shir l'mala, no matter how long the sitzes are, it's kosher. But yesh l'shir l'mata, provided there is a shir, how small it could be, if it's less than yud veis gudlin, that would be possible. Has to be at least 12, the length of the thickness of your thumb. All right, we'll stop here.